Hello and welcome to another edition of The Seance with me, Pete Wiggs, and James Dum Papadimitri.
Greetings and welcome once again. It's time to join us in the parlour for another exquisite hour's transtemporal frottage. Sonically, that is.
And I think we'll start with, we just had a bit of John Barry at the beginning, and we'll have some more, but augmented by the lovely tones of Adam Faith.
Nice.
She's nearly always here, digs all the mutton gear, cool like a lager beer, beat girl. Tries anything for kicks, moves with the swinging hips, makes with the pretty lips, beat girl. That's the beat girl feeding the coins into the jukebox. Long black stockings and no makeup. The big wheel setting up the coffee for her. She makes like she's not over concerned about this extravagant attention. Keeps giving me the look like I'm supposed to rate this chick high or something. Clowns on the chicken run, goes but it ain't no fun. Not unless you're doing a ton, beat girl. An old sedan, tries all the way she can, jives like a crazy man, beat girl.
Thank you.
There's Django Django's Skies Over Cairo, very ably put through the On You Sound Blender by Adrian Sherwood. Nice to see the veteran UK dubmeister getting plenty of work again, and alongside it, the props he's been deserving for quite some time. He listens to the Seance and Radio Reverb.com 97.2 FM with Pete Wiggs and Dum.
And I think I'll play something gnarly and spiky. Just for the sake of it. It's got a great title, Rasputin 3000.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Yeah, by Mike Vainio, I think.
And yeah, Mika Vainio. Yeah, I know you mean.
Mika, I said Mike.
Did you?
Mike Vainio, that's what I call him. Yeah. Yeah. Or Mika to his mates. Anyway, here we go. We'll be right back.
Bruce Hark and Cherubic Hymn, which is from his 1968 Moog-tastic groovy occult opus, The Electric Lucifer.
Yeah, fantastic. Perfect seance material. Well done.
Very much so. I sought that one out because it was name-checked in something I read as a favourite of broadcast, and you can really tell.
Yeah, you can see the influence.
Yeah,
there.
Absolutely, yeah.
And you can't in this next song, but okay. This is one of the less Balearic songs by J.J. Cale. Right. Well, there's about two that are Balearic, and this one isn't, but it's got a kind of drum machine on, so I thought it was okay to play.
Might fit.
This is River Runs Deep. Gonna make a fool out of me.
vintage bit of Killing Joke there. That's Bloodsport from their eponymous first album.
Yeah, quite contemporary sounding, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reminded me of my Requiem 12-inch that was nicked, I think.
Was it?
Mm. Yeah. Disappeared, anyway. I think my brother stole it and sold it. Pocketed the money, yeah.
Swapped it for something less worthy down the exchange.
Yeah.
Unless it was beer tokens.
Made a killing. Oh, no. Anyway, terrible. Staying in a kind of, ploughing a sort of similar vein, I think, to the Bruce Hawk one, sort of. This is a cover of Can, mm-hmm. unless the Can song was a cover as well, and okay. I'm being thick. But She Brings the Rain.
Right.
Was Can, yeah.
Yeah.
This is by Ruth, who I played a song.
Polaroid.
Yeah.
Great.
Which is great. This is a great sort of electronic psychedelia from 1980-ish.
Is this from another one of the Mineral Waves collections?
Oh, no, they've done an album of just Ruth stuff.
Okay.
It's on there.
Yeah, because that was a standout on that Cold Waves and Minimal, yeah. whatever it was, compilation a few
yeah,
years
Yeah, definitely.
Back.
There's a few good things on the album, actually.
Mm.
And this is one.
Oh yeah, she bring the rain.
crazy. You're listening to the Seance on RadioReverb.com 97.2 FM, and it's approximately 25.5 minutes into the show, which means...
which means it's pack of three time. And I'd like to reiterate, as I something that I've mentioned over previous weeks, that if anybody's got a slightly less puerile name for the roughly linked three that we like to play about midway through the show, then feel free to sling it our way, along with any abuse or whatever else you'd like to heave through the portal of our website, which is the-seance.com. I was contacted through that recently, well, today actually, by erstwhile venerable seancee, Mr. Don Tuck, who played a blinder for us the other week at our function alongside Our Lady at Warp Towers. And yeah, it's his suggestion, basically. I'll tell you all about it after I've played him, in keeping with tradition.
Thank you.
Possibly your finest hour, I think.
You think?
Fantastic, yeah.
Wonderful. Glad you dig. Right, well, Dom threw down the gauntlet of subaquatic life forms as a theme, which I duly picked up and savaged, hopefully. He's followed it with, well, subaquatic life forms, single cell or otherwise, be it from this world or other galaxies, brackets preferably. Now, I could have taken the easy route and just gone for the subaquatic life forms, which I did initially. So we went for Seahorse by Neo Prog/Chamber Psych Maestro and ex-cardiac William D. Drake, followed by Lorca, not Orca, referring to killer whales, as well as dead Spanish poets.
Single cell
poets by Coyle. And we finished there with Nomo by Black Dog, which was referring to the fish god worshipped by the Dogon tribe of Mali, purportedly. And that's from their excellent album, Spanners. I think that's what Dom may well have been driving at, seeing as we were discussing said fish god the other night, like you do, over dinner.
Yes, not knowing what Nomo was myself, I was worried that you were trying to include Black Dog as a single-celled sea animal. So I'm glad to you.
Surprise. I could have made it up, couldn't I?
Yeah. And we would welcome suggestions for the theme for future Packets of Three, or if you can, suggestions for another name for that as well.
Yeah, we're happily receiving those through the portal of the-seance.com. And you're listening to RadioReverb.com right now. This is The Seance with Pete Wiggs and Dumb.
And we will now have some Atom TM, alias Uwe Schmidt, I believe, and alias Signor Coconut.
Yes.
Which one of those is his real name? Who knows? this is off his new record, and it's very beautiful and quite
stately,
mellow and stately. Winterreise, meaning winter journey. Perfect for the
spring.
Beginning of spring.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
the timeless Lonely Surfer by Jack Nitzsche, bringing us penultimately to the close of another seance. Thank you for joining us. Let's do it again next week.
Yes, it's been very good. Quite psychedelic today, quite electronic. And here's some...
mind expanding.
Some more psychedelia, but of the kind of jolly variety. Kaleidoscope, amazing band. I should play more by them, actually.
Yeah, should.
But today we will have, because of time constraints, Jenny Artichoke.
Lived in a boat down by the sea with her baby, and she didn't know much about anything, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat dressed like a queen. You should have seen that she didn't care much about anyone, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny climbing up a black boat, Jenny looking through a porthole, Jenny with a barrel of fire. How could anyone ever pass by? Lived in a boat, held bonds above. She was in love, and I didn't give a care about anything, but she was ever so nice to me. Jenny climbing up a black boat, Jenny looking through a porthole, Jenny with a hair on fire. How could anyone ever pass by her? Jenny, Jenny, Jenny with a hair on fire. How could anyone ever pass by? About anything, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat dressed like a queen. You should have seen that she didn't care much about anyone, but she was oh so nice to me. Jenny climbing up a black boat, Jenny looking through a porthole, Jenny with a hair on fire. How could anyone ever pass by her? Jenny, Jenny. Could anyone ever pass by her? Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat down by the sea with a baby. Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat dressed like a queen. You should have seen Jenny Artichoke lived in a boat, heavens above. She was in love. Jenny Artichoke lived by the sea. Jenny Artichoke said she loved me.